Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. My name is Manning Kimmel. The program is called Straight Talk, and we do it every weekday afternoon, talking about Rock Hill, Fort Mill, TKK, the great county of York, and everything else up and down I-77. Today we're going to be talking about flag football and its growing popularity. We have Chad Beck and his brother Weston Beck with us today on our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill, and to HighSpeedWeb.net that streams our signal 24/7, 365. So here they are. These are, you never guess that these are real tough flag football players, but they look like they are. So let's find out a little bit about each of them. Okay. Chad, tell us a little bit about Chad Beck.
Well, I'm Chad. I'm one of the brothers that plays for Bex Plus One Flag Football. I work for Comporium.
Your friendly neighborhood tech giant.
Friendly neighborhood tech giant, that's right. I'm married, got two kids.
You lived in Rock Hill all your life?
Live in Rock Hill, from Rock Hill, born and raised.
There you go. It's kind of growing here, isn't it?
It is.
Huh?
Big time, yeah.
All right, let's see if your brother can do any better. All right, so here's Weston Beck. These guys are both making their debut performance on live radio. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That's correct.
All right. So now tell us a little bit about you, Weston.
Yeah, so I'm Weston. I graduated from Winthrop. I, like Chad, grew up in Rock Hill. We grew up on the Catawba Reservation side of town. I am not married yet, but I'm getting married in March.
You sure you want to do it? Just a joke.
No cold feet yet. So,
all right.
But no, yeah, really looking forward to that. And yeah, we just won the world championship 2 weeks ago in flag football.
All right, so. Let's get the cart ahead of the horse. So where do you work? What do you do?
I work at Continental Tire.
Continental Tire.
Yeah, up in Indianland. I work at the headquarters there, and I'm a marketing associate. So.
And you were telling me what your specialty is with the market.
Yeah, so I specifically work with our rewards program. It's called the Gold Program for any kind of mom and pop's tire dealer store. So
the more tires they sell, the more pieces of gold they get from Continental.
Sure, we'll go with that.
Okay, so let's go back to square one here. If I know what flag football is, most people probably do because I've been around a long time, but there's lots out here that have the slightest idea. So describe what flag football is. What is it?
It's basically playing football, and instead of tackling people, you pull their flags to make them down.
Everybody wears a flag. Well, they may wear multiple flags on both hips and
on
then
both
the,
hips,
and back.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Depending on the style, there's either pop flags, which there's two flags on each hip, or one flag on each hip, and then for some of the bigger styles, there's triple threat, so you would have three flags all around your waist.
Okay. So the object is you play football like we normally know football's played.
Yes.
But instead of tackling somebody, which still does happen periodically, right?
Oh, it does.
Yeah,
well,
it does. Okay.
Yeah.
What they're trying to do is to pull the flag out of the player's britches.
Correct.
And that's where the ball's marked.
Yes. Right.
Correct?
Correct.
Yes. All right. So, interestingly, this now, I thought flag football was just a kid's thing that they did back when I was a kid, which was a long time ago, but it's still alive.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we really necessarily knew about it growing up as kids. We more so found out about it in college.
In college?
Yeah, we went to intramurals, and of course we played football in the backyard growing up, but...
They were just beating each other's brains out, right?
Exactly. Yeah. It was always against one another, So, and we hated going against one another because we knew
that's
how
not
good
true.
The other one is.
That's not true.
Well, we
Come
loved
on.
Playing against one another, but at the same time, we always wanted to play with one another on the same team.
Gotcha.
And it's very surprising, how big the world of flag football is. Like, we never knew how big and serious people were about flag football.
All right. Well, let's talk about that. When we talk about flag football, you guys are grown men. Mm-hmm. Is flag football still Your mother asked me to send it. Your mother called. So is flag football in the grade school level that you're aware of? I mean, are they playing at all in the?
There's youth. So they have, I don't know what age group they start with, but even at the World Championship, they had youth flag football being played.
Yeah. All right.
And there's definitely local leagues around here. I mean,
our nephew plays
football in one. The league that we originally started in has transferred over into being a youth league now.
It was so, Crown Town Flag Football. I don't
new age flag football.
It's based out of Charlotte, and they do nothing but kids leagues now. Youth.
No kidding.
Flag football, right?
Yeah. So we have youth flag football teams here. In the Rock Hill, York County area?
Right.
Gosh, I never heard a thing about it.
Yeah.
It's wild. Okay, so now you guys have, your mother told me to say this too, have now grown up.
Yeah.
And are your own. Oh, I don't know about that. So you're now playing flag football in whatever, the 25, 30-year-old league?
Right, yeah. Well, I mean, we originally started in intramurals, you know, for college.
Right.
And then we missed it so much once we graduated, we were, like, looking for a league to come about. And Chad found a league through Facebook?
Facebook. It was Triad Flag Football in Greensboro.
Yeah.
Basically, it's people, like, including us, like, you grow up all your life playing sports, and then you get out of high school, you get out of college, and, you know, people miss playing sports because that's all they know, and that's just something to keep you active is playing flag football.
Well, you know, coming right home behind you, and I'm going to ask him this question. Is Billy Dunlap? Billy Dunlap is the head of our tourism effort here in York County. We're talking about flag football.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't look at me like I'm the biggest idiot in the world. I mean, is this something that is hot on the radar?
Yeah, flag football is becoming a big deal. You know, it's just an alternative to traditional football, but flag football from a tourism perspective brings in large-scale events, which brings in room nights and people eating in restaurants and everything else. So, yeah, flag football is a serious sport when it comes to not only recreational, but travel and everything else.
So this is something that your office is, I don't know, got its eye on?
Yeah, we've hosted flag football events here before, and, you know, we're always looking at additional events like that will bring more people into York County.
Where have I been? I mean, I don't know, the planet somewhere? I had no idea this was going on, really.
Well, there's all kinds of sports like that are just non-traditional but are becoming more and more traditional, just like Quidditch and cornhole and everything else that's out there.
Quidditch. I just don't get Quidditch, I'm sorry. But I do get flag football. So do we have anything coming up with flag football?
I don't know of anything in particular for flag football, but I know that we do have one event slated for our next year, this current calendar year, 2020. But we do have one flag football event coming, and we had one flag football event last year.
All right. So we can let you go enjoy your sandwich now. Thank you, Billy. All right. That's Billy Dunlap, who, you know, I just couldn't resist the opportunity.
Yeah.
So we now know who the dumbest person is around the table, and it is moi. All right, so you found a league in Greensboro.
Right.
And what'd you do? You just picked up a phone and said, what does it take to get one started down here? Or can we be part of your league?
Pretty much, yeah. Just found it through Facebook, social media.
And you called them up or you contacted them. What did they say you had to do?
You just fill out the form. You sign up as a team. It was a league that was already kind of going and established.
And they're looking for some more teams to add to the league.
More teams, so you just fill out the form online and sign up.
All right. Now, besides your brother over here, that's a team of two. We have 11 players?
It's a 12-man roster.
12?
It's 15 now. It used to be 12, but it's a 15-man roster.
You got 15 guys on the field at once?
It's 5 versus 5 is what we
play. 5 versus 5.
That's okay. Our best sport. We do 4 versus 4. We'll do 4 co-ed, 5 co-ed. We play different styles, but our best one is
co-ed.
Five. Co-ed, yeah.
Ah.
Even co-ed.
Now we're getting to the root of this. Okay.
but our best one is obviously 5 contact, so that's what we're the best at. So.
5 contact.
5-man contact. 5 versus 5.
Okay. So we have non-flag football, non-contact flag football,
right.
And we have contact flag football.
Right.
All right. So the rules of non-contact flag football are you can't knock anybody down, you can't push them around, what?
You can't block at all. Even, like, if I throw the ball down the field, everybody has to kind of stand still. You can't go try to block for the person running the ball.
Can't even run in their way. It's just basically don't touch.
Yeah.
Oh, here I am. Throw me the ball. I score.
Yeah. Well, the defense can obviously come pull the flags and stuff. But whoever catches the ball, the other offensive guys have to stop and not block.
Yeah. Basically.
No linemen. Yeah, but the defensive guy can try to steal the ball.
Right.
Yeah, like they do in real football.
Right. Yeah.
All right, so that's non-contact. Now, contact flag football, you're allowed to do what? Knock everybody on their butt?
They allow a lot of contact, pretty much. You can almost tackle them as long as you pull the flag, but as long as you're going for the flag, they normally don't call it a penalty as long as you pull the flag. Right. But you can block, open hand block, and all that good stuff too. So
if I block you, let's just say I knock you to the ground on a block.
It happens all the time.
Happens all the time.
Oh yeah.
And if I pull your flag out, are you dead for that play? Or can you just get up and keep on going?
If he has the ball.
Well, I know that. I'm saying if he doesn't have the ball.
Yeah.
You can still keep playing if you don't have the ball and they pull your flag. You can keep blocking still.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So you found 15 people, men and women, who wanted to play on the Rock Hill team. Is that right?
Well, it's normally men. We don't play as much co-ed.
Five contact is just men.
Yeah, five contact is men. There is no contact co-ed. Yeah. It's not a contact.
And that's probably for best.
Why? All right. That's okay. So are there women contact?
There's a women-only contact at Nationals. I haven't seen a women's league around here, but when you get to Nationals, I think it's 8 versus 8 women's contact. So you can block as with women, but there's no co-ed involved with men and women that block also.
So when you decided you were going to do this, you'd already talked to your brother Weston over here?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I think the very first time I had to talk them into it. Like, they were all against it, didn't want to do it or something, didn't want to travel to Greensboro.
It was 3 hours away,
Didn't want
to. I had some league.
Yeah.
You just wanted to play.
Yeah, but then he has a way with persuasion.
Ah.
Yeah. I don't take no for an answer, pretty much. So.
Well, that's good. So you convinced your brother to do this?
All of them. So we got two others that play also, Travis and Seth. Play with
brothers?
Brothers, right.
Trav's the oldest. Seth is a twin of mine.
So there's 4 Beck brothers.
Right.
Right? And why we have this team name now, Beck plus 1. It should be Beck plus, like, 3, right?
Well, it's 5. Well, how we started, it was 5 versus 5. So us 4 brothers plus 1 is how we started.
Oh, I see. So who's the 4 plus 1?
It used to be our cousin Bob and my brother-in-law Ryan.
Yeah, but you ran them off.
Well, they kind of retired. They hung the cleats up. So, but over time, we have picked up a lot of players, and those players are
very crucial.
Very crucial to the team, big part. We wouldn't be able to win the A division, the pro style.
So the 4 Beck brothers.
We still play. We're still, we start and all that on the offense.
We found other guys that are better than you.
We found other guys that are better than us on defense. We run the offense pretty much, and then we have defensive guys that come and play defense.
So we're so sophisticated. So you're playing 4-man or 5-man?
It's 5 versus 5.
Five versus five. So you have enough on your roster of Bex plus 1. You got 15 guys.
Really, it's about 10 to 12.
10 to 12.
Yeah.
So you have an offensive lineup and you have a defensive lineup.
Pretty much, right.
Yep.
So we have a full defense, and then we're the full offense. Pretty much. Us 4, and then normally it's either Jordan Woods or Bobo, Debris, a couple other guys that kind of sub in.
Yeah, we have different packages.
Yeah, we throw it. It depends on what
packages.
The defense is throwing.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Next thing you know, we're going to have spotters up there.
Yeah, we got some of my video.
You're going to cheat, huh? Just like the New England Patriots, huh? All right, so how long have you been playing in this league?
About 5 or 6 years
now? Yeah, Nationals was 5 years ago.
5 years ago. We went down there. We went 0-6. Yeah. We were terrible.
So we're going to get to that in a minute. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out how the team's put together.
Right.
So you guys have been playing as a team, Bex plus 1,
right,
for 4 or 5 years
about
now.
About 5 or 6 years now.
Five or 6 years
it's
now.
It's been a while.
Why are you such a well-kept secret? I don't even know how you guys got on this show, but I'm glad you're here. Seriously. I'm glad you're here. I knew nothing about this.
Really?
Yeah. Of course, I'm not into our sports department. Maybe Chris Miller, who takes care of a lot of our sports, maybe he knows all about this. Never heard him talk about it, though. All right, so you play any games here?
There is one or two Rock Hill leagues, but we don't play in them. We play in Charlotte. That's mainly where the competition is at, up in Charlotte, North Carolina. North Carolina is probably one of the best states by far in five-man contact. Mm-hmm. So that's why we go up there to kind of play. That's how we've gotten better, playing against the better teams up in Charlotte.
So you'll play how many games in a season?
It's normally about an eight-game season.
Eight-game season, and your season runs what, August to the end of the year? Or?
It's normally year-round, but the season kind of went away maybe a year or two ago. We normally play in tournaments now. It's tournaments on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
More so like a travel team, like we've traveled in.
Okay, so we don't really have practice sessions or what have you.
We'll get together at Rock Hill High sometimes, or we'll just, you know,
at the local pub.
Right, and just kind of get together and play around a little bit. But we're not huge on practicing big time.
You know, we played together all growing up, you know, and we'll still play around. I mean, the brothers will still play around on Sunday when we all get together with the family.
So your families will come out and watch this?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Does your mom bring a picnic basket?
Huh? Maybe not our mom, but the wives for sure.
Yeah, they take care of it.
So now, let me get this straight out. So when you guys come off the field, if you're on the offensive side and the defensive crew comes in, you just grab a sandwich while they're out there. Is that how this works?
Gatorade.
They bring us Gatorades.
Gatorade?
Yeah, they're great. They support.
They make it very easy for us to play.
All right.
And they actually do video camera our games.
We got
games
a lot of video on Facebook.
You know, but you say you only play eight games a year.
Well, nah, we play way more than that. We play probably at least once a month in a tournament normally.
Year round,
pretty much. Right. Sometimes twice a month. It just depends on the amount of tournaments.
And who puts together the schedule of who we're going to play?
I do.
You do?
Right.
You just enter a tournament?
I normally tell them about it first and just make sure everybody's down. And once they say, yeah, let's do it, that's when I put us in the tournament. So
pay $10 and you're in and away.
These tournaments are expensive, but yeah, it's normally about $20-25 a person per tournament.
Okay. So is there a cash prize in these tournaments?
There is. Normally it's around $1,000 or so.
Ooh.
Yeah. But the time you split it between 10 people, 10, 12 people, it's only like $100. So
you are professional flag football players.
You can say
so. All right, I got to take a mid-program break. I can only handle so much of this at one time. And remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Jerry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Now, Beck Brothers, I want to see how well you football guys pick up on quick new information. We broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week right before your eyes. The way we do it is in the white letters, and we all say it together at the count of three. Are you ready? You think you can handle this now? Ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Way to go. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
Hit the spot, definitely. Friends are great, and the company's great, and the food is fantastic. Bread's fresh, and they make my special for me every day.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
These days, there are plenty of ways to stay connected to the Internet. Laptops, phones, tablets, games, you name it. But the more devices you use in your home, the tougher it is to get a strong, consistent Wi-Fi signal. Comporium's premium Wi-Fi kit adds multiple Wi-Fi access points throughout your home, eliminating dead zones and interference, while spreading your signal more evenly so you can enjoy a better online experience. Right now, get our premium Wi-Fi for only $9.99 per month. Premium Wi-Fi from Comporium. Connect your whole home.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration. When you are faced with damage to your home, there is only one company you need to know, Paul Davis Restoration. Only one company that 4 out of 5 insurance adjusters or agents surveyed said they would use Paul Davis to work on their own homes. There is only one company you need to know. Call Paul Davis Restoration, 803-329-1140. It is better to know Paul Davis Restoration and not need us than to need Paul Davis and not know us. 329-1140.
Now available from Founders Federal Credit Union, Edge Up. Edge Up is the newest and easiest way to fund Founders Loyalty Select, our highest yield savings account. Enroll in Edge Up today, and any purchases made with your Founders debit card may qualify for daily Edge Up transfers. Log into Founders Online to enroll today. Relax, we're giving you an edge on your savings. Account restrictions apply, federally insured by NCUA.
Good Pharmacy, taking care of families for 4 generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. We have 6 pharmacists that are knowledgeable, friendly, and ready to get to know your family and their needs.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Good fresh food, even fresher than Subway, and it's also on a paleo diet.
I like the people, I like the food, and being picked on.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Chad and Weston Beck are with us today. They're on a flag football team called Beck's Plus One. That's 4 brothers and a bunch of other guys that they have hoodooed into playing flag football. They play contact flag football. And contact flag football is much like we see with regular football. I mean, you're blocking. Do you all wear any kind of equipment at all? Do you wear a helmet?
Some people wear, like, soft helmets, but the majority, like, I'd say 98% of them don't wear anything, even mouthpieces. Some people wear mouthpieces, but most people don't.
But you're not really knocking heads.
Yeah, right? You're not knocking heads most of the time.
And I would think in this world that we live in now, where everybody is talking about concussion protocols and CRE disease and all this kind of stuff from head contact in football, that flag football would probably, I don't know, be getting a lot more interest. Yay? Nay?
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes the game really fast, and it definitely throws some aspects of the game that you don't normally see in real football, like the double quarterback or maybe some motioning and that kind of thing.
Do you have referees at the games?
We do. I think there was like 6 refs in the championship for the world championship a month ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
All right, so you're in this. What is the name of the Greensboro League that you're in?
It was Triad Flag Football, but they're not a part of it anymore. We normally play Top Gun in Charlotte normally, and then FFWCT is the name of the major group around the country that throws this world tournament.
Yeah. It's a national organization.
Yeah, the national FFWCT, and then these smaller leagues will sanction their league to be a part of FFWCT, like to give ranking points and free entries to the tournaments for FFWCT.
All right. So have you all gone through that process? I mean, are you ranked at all?
Well, we're ranked first now because we won the world.
All right, let's talk about the world championship. What was that all about? Tell me about where was it held?
It was held in Florida.
Orlando, Florida.
Orlando, Florida, and they hold it every year. It's the biggest flag football tournament of the year, and I think there was like over 700-something teams, not in just our division, but spread out between 4-man, 5-man, 7-man, 8-man, 9-man, and then a couple co-ed divisions.
And when was this tournament?
It was a month ago, January 18th, 19th.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King weekend.
Right, was it just a weekend tournament?
Weekend tournament, 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Single elimination?
It's pool play, 2 single elimination.
Excuse me? What does that mean?
It's pool play, so you play 4 games, and the top half in your pool. So say there's 30 teams in the division, and there's 6 pools. Only the top half of those teams in that pool make it to the single elimination bracket on Sunday.
Okay. So you guys kept playing and kept winning.
We kept winning. We were undefeated. We won 5 contact and 4-man B. We won the B division in 4-man. We won the A division, the pro, the best of the best, in 5 contact.
Wow. I'm impressed.
We won, I think, $3,000 it was, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that covered your hotel and meal expenses down there. Did you go see Mickey while you were down there?
We should have.
Our ladies did, yeah, for sure.
Ah, for sure. So you are, I mean, how many other big winners were there in this tournament? You were the best of the best, or were there?
We were the best of the best for five contact. There's the best. There's four man, five contact, seven man, eight man, and nine man. We were the best in five contact.
Golly day.
Yeah.
Now your games run how long? How long are the? You have 12-minute periods.
It's 12-minute halves.
12-minute halves.
12-minute halves. Yeah, right.
12-minute halves. Okay, so you play 2 12-minute halves.
Right.
And you have referees that call them penalties?
Mm-hmm.
Does the clock stop when the penalty is called?
It stops in the second half. At the last 2 minutes of the game.
All right.
Or 2 minutes or 1 minute, they stop the clock on penalties. And
scoring the same? I mean, you get 6 points for a touchdown and field goals if you're going to kick?
There's field goals in 8 and 9 man and 7 man, but 5 contact, the smaller formats, they don't have field goals. We just go for 1 point from the 5-yard line or 2 points from the 12-yard line.
That's pretty impressive. You won the Nationals, huh?
Yeah. We won it 2 years ago. We came in second last year, and then we won it again this year. So,
how about that?
Yeah.
That's good.
Nice little streak.
Now, if people want to find out more about Bex Plus One or anything about flag football, where do they go? Is there a website to
go?
Well,
we have a Facebook page, Bex Plus One. FFWCT has a Facebook page. Social media. They have a website, too.
Yeah, a lot of social media. Yeah, FFWCT has their website up that you can learn more there.
They're the major organization. I don't think Top Gun has
a website.
But FFWCT is the biggest organization currently in the country right now.
It stands for Flag Football World Championship Tour.
Gotcha. Right. FFWCT?
Yes.
All right, there's a T on there. So what happens now? You won the World Championships. It's now February. You're taking a break, or are you about ready to go out and bust your neck again?
Nah, we normally take about a month or two off after Nationals or Worlds every year. In January, we normally get back up in March or so, pick it back up. And
here we go again, huh?
Here we go again, yep. It's usually at least one tournament a month, as many as I can talk them into.
So he's the big organizer of this.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's the captain of the team, and he puts everything together. There's a lot of work behind the scenes. And
I would imagine, because if you're going off someplace, it's just like Billy Dunlap said. You're wherever you're going, if it's in Charlotte, that's one thing. You can come home at night. But if you're going out for a weekend, you got to get hotel rooms, right?
Right.
Figure out where we're going to eat.
Right. You got to make sure, one of the biggest things, making sure your team is coming and going to be there. Yeah, that's fine. Our team's very reliable. Our team's very good about that, showing up, playing.
Yeah, if you don't have enough players, you have to forfeit.
You do, but with us four brothers, at least us four is always there. But the rest of our team is real good about coming out of town. They like to travel, too. They love it just as much as we do. So,
but if you play five-man flag football and you only have four people show up, will they still let you play?
They will. I think you got to forfeit if you only – I think you can play with three. If you got less than three, you got to forfeit.
That's great. Well, good for you guys. And I'm glad to hear that its sport is growing, because I really think – you know, the way football is going right now, with all the attention that is paid to these concussions, I think you're going to see more and more of it being offered in different places. It's a great game. I mean, it's just like regular football.
Right.
Except you're just pulling flags instead of busting heads. Right.
There's actually a big league now, a big tournament now called the AFFL that you can win $1 million if you win the tournament.
You going to go for that?
We went for it. It's been around for 2 years. We lost 2 years ago in round 32, I think.
Yeah.
We ended up winning $10,000 from that, though.
Woo!
Our first 2 years.
All right. Well, Chad and Weston, thanks very much for being here. Appreciate what you're doing. Bex Plus One is the name of their team, and you can find all about them on Facebook. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Now, the Beck brothers have already learned how to do this, and we're going to repeat it one more time for people like Jimmy Johnson, who have to be told this time and time and time again. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes. This goes for you, too, Mrs. Morski. You ready? There's only one way to do it. The white letters, we all say it together at three. Are we ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Very well done, everybody. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.